You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Tuesday, December 17th. What to know today about an ongoing winter storm, a new accusation against the Mormon Church, and the law sparking massive protests in India, plus the first city to offer free public transportation, solar-powered wireless headphones, and Mariah Carey hits number one 25 years later. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More dangerous weather moves across a huge section of the country today. Already, this system has stretched from Kansas to New Hampshire and put 60 million people under weather alerts. CBS News reports 11 people have died on icy roads in states like Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Then in Louisiana and the Deep South, tornadoes are blamed for killing at least three people and causing a bunch of damage to buildings, power lines, and more. Now the storm is expected to bring heavy snow to places like Boston, as well as parts of Pennsylvania and upstate New York. USA Today says some areas could get up to a foot of snow. Expect travel issues across the country. There's a new serious accusation against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormon Church. The Washington Post got a hold of a whistleblower complaint sent to the IRS last month. It says the church has kept donations meant for charity and has $100 billion in tax-free funds. The report accuses church leaders of using the money to prop up two private businesses and more, possibly breaking federal tax laws. Remember, nonprofits, including religious groups, don't have to pay taxes on income. But the idea here is that the money is actually spent on charity purposes. The man who filed this complaint is apparently Mormon and an ex-investment manager for the church. He says he can no longer keep this confidential. He's also seeking a reward offered to whistleblowers if taxes actually get recovered. At this point, a church spokesman is not saying much in response to this story, just that they don't provide information about specific financial decisions. To be continued. Violent protests are breaking out in India over a new citizenship law. It makes it easier for some people of certain religions, like Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, and Sikhs, to become citizens. While the Washington Post reports the new law leaves out Islam. And now the country's 200 million Muslims are fed up. They're worried the government is putting more structures in place to treat them as second-class citizens. And many have taken to the streets the last few days. The protests have spread and have now tied up areas in the capital city. That has the government responding with things like shutting down the internet to try to stop the spread of information, and reports say police have even turned violent. India's prime minister called for calm and pointed out on Twitter that the new law does not impact any citizens of India, no matter their religion. Remember, the new law impacts those who can become a citizen. The New York Times says supporters of the law want India as a place that highlights Hindu heritage. But now the world is weighing in on this. The United Nations and others, including U.S. officials, are calling the law clearly discriminatory. Plane manufacturer Boeing plans to stop making the type of plane involved in those two deadly crashes. The company says it'll stop production of the 737 MAX jetliner next month, at least temporarily. NBC News reports it's because the FAA plans to keep investigating into the new year before giving any sort of okay for the aircraft to fly again. Remember, the 737 MAX jets around the world have been grounded, not allowed to fly, since March. Of course, the reason is two deadly crashes involving those MAX jets, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia. Investigators say software designed to stop the plane from stalling appears to have contributed to those crashes. And even though the planes have been grounded for about 9 months now, Boeing has continued to make them. It used to be Boeing's best-selling aircraft, and right now the company has about 400 sitting in storage. So Boeing says for now, it'll focus on getting those delivered instead of making new ones. Americans will now have extra time to sign up for 2020 insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act. That's for people who don't have insurance through their employer or other programs like Medicaid or Medicare. The deadline was actually Sunday, but The Hill reports the website was glitching, so thousands of people had problems signing up for coverage last minute. So the U.S. government extended the deadline by a few days. You now have until 3 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday to sign up. About 4 million people have already signed up for plans as of early this month. That's still down 6% from last year, which was already down from the year before. But enrollment numbers are expected to go up with the extended deadline. Kansas City, Missouri is set to become the first major U.S. city to offer free public transportation. Curbed reports the city council has signed off on free bus rides to help people get around and boost the local economy. The city is setting aside roughly $8 million to pay for it. And Salon reports this means riders who take the bus a lot could save about $1,000 a year. It's not clear yet if this will actually increase ridership and cut down on traffic, or just save the people who already take the bus a little bit of money. Keep in mind, other major cities like Salt Lake, LA, and Denver have tossed around the same idea, but they haven't actually followed through. That said, towns and cities in Europe have done the same thing to try to reduce traffic. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor for making the Newsworthy possible. Native is all about safe, simple, effective products you use every day. I especially love Native deodorant. It's formulated with ingredients found in nature and without aluminum and parabens. I've actually tried a few other natural deodorants before this, but Native is the only one that works well for me. In fact, Native sent me the first one I tried, but I've since ordered more with my own money. And I'm not alone. Native has more than 9,000 five-star reviews. I especially like the most popular scent, coconut and vanilla, but I do want to try more. They have a wide variety of scents to choose from for both men and women. There are even limited edition seasonal scents and formulas for those with sensitivities. Plus, if you want to try it out, there are free returns in the U.S. And right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase when you go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Instagram is taking another step to flag offensive content. It's already launched a feature to warn users before posting harmful comments, and now Instagram says it will use the same type of artificial intelligence to warn against potentially offensive captions, meaning the app will detect when someone is about to post something in their feed that could be hurtful, and they'll send the user a warning. The Verge says it won't stop someone from posting as is, but it will try to encourage users to change their minds. The AI works by noticing captions that look similar to others that have already been flagged as bullying or worse. The new feature is rolling out in some countries right now and will be live everywhere in 2020. Speaking of Instagram, it was one of the most downloaded apps of the decade. It came in fourth behind WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and Facebook. So yes, all four of the most downloaded apps of the decade are now owned by Facebook. Other social media apps, TikTok, Snapchat, and Twitter also made the list. And a lot of the most downloaded apps of the decade are also the most downloaded apps of 2019. By the end of this year, so in a couple of weeks, people around the world will have downloaded a record 120 billion apps on Apple and Android devices. We're talking new app downloads. And an app analytics firm found they've spent about $90 billion on those apps this year alone. Texting on an Android phone is about to feel a lot like texting on an iPhone. Engadget says Google is rolling out next-generation texting called RCS, which is super similar to Apple's iMessage. It replaces the traditional SMS messaging. And it means Android users will now be able to do things like message over Wi-Fi connections, send high-quality pictures and GIFs, see when people are typing a reply, turn on read receipts, and have better group chat controls. You can update your Messages app now to get the new feature. Tech company JBL is working on wireless headphones that never need to be plugged in for a charge. Instead, they're solar-powered, so they self-charge with exposure to light. Engadget says the over-the-ear headphones can draw energy from both indoor and outdoor light and can last up to 68 hours on just an hour and a half of sunlight. JBL says this will offer users unlimited listening. The headphones should be available by next October and will cost about $170. That said, JBL is running a crowdfunding campaign right now, so you can reserve them for $99. Mariah Carey's song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, finally hit number one on the Billboard charts. It only took 25 years. Variety says that's the longest it's taken a song to reach Billboard's number one spot. The song was originally released in 1994, and the best it's done since then was reach number three on the charts last Christmas season. Overall, this is now Mariah Carey's 19th number one song on the Hot 100 chart. That's the most number ones by a solo artist ever, and the second most by any artist behind the Beatles. Then again, the song was also voted the most annoying Christmas song of all time in a survey in the UK this year. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you feel more informed because of this episode, please do share it with someone you know today and let them know why they should be listening to The Newsworthy. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about today. Just find the links and sources in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.